With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will bear overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period once the war with Hamas is over.
The statement's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over the coastal enclave that's home to some 2.3 million Palestinians. In an interview with ABC News aired late Monday, Netanyahu expressed openness to little pauses in the fighting to facilitate the release of some of the more than 240 captives seized by Hamas in its October 7 attack into Israel, which triggered the war exactly a month ago. But there was no agreement on President Joe Biden's call for a broader humanitarian pause. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke by phone the other day, and the National Security Council's John Kirby confirms the two still do not see eye to eye on humanitarian pauses in the fighting.
This remains something we are actively discussing with our Israeli counterparts. And we consider ourselves at the beginning of this conversation, not at the end of it.
Netanyahu says there can be no ceasefire until Hamas releases all of the hostages it's holding. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel from southern Lebanon. Also at SRNNews.com, in Ohio, abortion is on the ballot today. It's a state constitutional amendment that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine calls it radical. He's urging a no vote on issue one. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 93 points, NASDAQ futures off 40. This is SRN News. Britain's state church moves closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear that it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion as well as the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. A guilty verdict in a case stemming from a tragedy at sea.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Jerry Boylan was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of a ship's officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute colloquially known as seaman's manslaughter that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. Boylan was the only person to face criminal charges connected to the fire. He could get 10 years behind bars. Keith Peters reporting.
An 11-year-old boy killed in a weekend drive-by shooting in Cincinnati has been identified. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office identifies Dominic Davis as the victim of a homicide as of now. There have been no arrests. More details, SRNNews.com.